The male victim has been identified as 34-year-old Nicholas Pansano. According to the criminal complaint, Leisk entered the FV Ursa Major, confronting Pansano over an unidentified woman, also present. An altercation broke out, and during the fight, Leisk's firearm was discharged, striking Pansano in the left hip. Leisk then fled the scene. This led police on a two-hour manhunt, ultimately apprehending Leisk in his home after negotiations over the telephone. Police Chief Jeff Ankerfeldt says during the two-hour search, the department received a number of tips from the public. They investigated several that proved false.
In the middle of this, we heard that this was false information. We learned that later, but maybe that the suspect was in Wachery Middle School with a gun. So all of our staff immediately responded to that, and the school was evacuated.
Ankerfeldt says they also responded to tips that Leisk was at Search Emergency Room and later at Mount Edgecombe High School. Both were false alarms.
There was a lot going on within 2 hours, and I was really, really pleased with our staff and how they responded to it. And they couldn't have done any better, if you ask me.
As information was flooding in, police also received word from a witness that Leisk left the scene in a pickup truck with a 7-year-old boy as a passenger.
Initially, the thought was that that 7-year-old boy wasn't related to the suspect, and we were in the process of putting out an Amber Alert when we did take him into custody.
Police discovered the child was Leisk's son, and Ankerfeldt confirmed that the child was with Leisk when police began to negotiate his surrender over the phone.
Really governed how we approached the house when we called him and asked him to surrender. We were really sensitive to the idea that there was a child in there, and planning accordingly. For example, if he hadn't surrendered, what would we do next? While we were negotiating with him on the telephone, we had eyes on the child tracking his movements in the house, and that was being relayed to the person negotiating with the suspect.
While Leisk was still at large, SPD recommended in a press release posted to Facebook that all Sitkins remain inside. Ankerfeldt says they were ready to release a code red before Leisk was apprehended. Code Red is an application SPD uses to send out bulletins via telephone in the event of an emergency.
If we have a major event, you know, like something like an active shooter or a tsunami or an earthquake or something like that, we can get information out, a recorded message out to people in the community.
Pansano was medevaced to Seattle and is in stable condition. Leisk is currently being held at Sitka Jail with bail set at $100,000. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.